It was a disappointing legislative session for Florida A&M University. The school lost out on its top building priorities, but lawmakers did give it a few million more in operational funds. I'm Lynn Hatter. FAMU President Larry Robinson says the school is disappointed it didn't get funding for the second phase of a planned student success center. The building would be the new home for offices like financial aid, counseling, and tutoring services. Lawmakers also didn't fund much-needed upgrades to the school's chiller plant, which provides heating and air to the university. But FAMU did get an additional $5 million in operational funds in addition to its base budget allocation. And in a statement, Robinson says the school will use the money to increase its performance on the state's performance-based funding metrics. Universities that make the most improvements on those metrics stand to receive additional dollars. But State Representative Ramon Alexander has criticized the system, saying it's unfair to measure schools like New College and FAMU against others like Florida State and the University of Florida, which have both gotten hundreds of millions in recent years to get to the top 10% of schools nationally. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.